Municipal compost can be an affordable option for your garden. We're discussing benefits next on Western Life Radio.
Play safe on the water. In Utah, youth 12 to 17 must pass an approved safety class prior to operating personal watercraft on Utah waters. Classes are offered statewide. Register now or get more information by calling 801-538-BOAT. Visit stateparks.utah.gov. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Put on your helmet, let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Make your garden more productive with an affordable option from many communities. Alex Grover with Utah Gardeners has the story.
There's always the controversy about green waste. Oh, you know, it's sewage. I don't want to put sewage on my plants. And right now, biologically, as far as the biological agents in sewage effluent go, I get and have for a lot of years, I've gotten my compost down from the green waste in linden. That biologically is perfectly safe. That sewage effluent, that biosolids, as they call it, have been around and been processed naturally for, it goes through an extensive process, clean it up, and to make it so it's going to be safe. And so biologically, that's perfectly safe. There's no problem. There's no question. We know it. We can prove it. That's fine. But where we have a problem with the sewage effluent is going through our water system and the things that get in there, there's some heavy metals involved. Heavy metals are metals that I think most of us are familiar with, and or at least some of them are. Things like lead and things like iron. Iron is heavy metal. Those get into the system along the way, and those concern a lot of people. And especially when you're talking about your root crops, those can not necessarily get into the plant, but they'll get onto the surface. I scrub the dirt off my root crops, but I don't do a lot of skinning on them.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.